When I talk about sexless affection, many men become confused. What is he supposed to do with his natural feelings of sexual arousal, which can be triggered by almost any act of affection? He wants to know if he has to take cold showers to keep cool. I point out to him that when he was dating, he was just as sexually aroused as he is now, even more so. But he showed plenty of affection and attention that did not include groping and grabbing. He treated the young lady with respect and tenderness. Many husbands remember the passionate encounters of their courting days and want to know, why doesn't she get turned on the way she did before we were married? I patiently explained that he isn't treating her the way he did back then. After marriage, he thought he could do away with the preliminaries and get right to the main event. But it turns out that the preliminaries are not only required for fulfilling sexual relationship, they're also needed in their own right. In many cases, what he thinks are preliminaries are her main event. In most cases, a woman needs to feel a oneness with her husband before she has sex with him. A couple achieves this feeling through the exchange of affection and undivided attention. Her need for this one-spirit unity helps us understand how affairs develop. In the typical affair, a woman has sex with a man after he has demonstrated his love for her by showering her with affection. Because her lover has expressed such care for her, the physical union is usually characterized by a degree of ecstasy otherwise unknown to her in marriage. She concludes that her lover is right for her because she doesn't feel the same way when she makes love to her husband. In truth, any marriage can have the sizzle of an affair if it has that strong one-spirit bond. It's a tragic misperception for her to think that her husband is not right for her based on a comparison of feelings at a moment in time. If he were to lay the groundwork with affection, their bond would be restored, and the affair would be seen for what it really is, a misguided effort to have an important emotional need met. When your marriage is struggling sexually, look for the missing element of affection. Without the environment, the sexual event is contrived and unnatural for many women. All too often, she reluctantly agrees to have sex with her husband, even though she knows she won't enjoy it. In an affair, the conditions that guarantee fulfilling sex, the bonding that comes with affection, are met. Her lover has taken time and action to create the right environment for sex. Consequently, she feels sexually aroused at the very thought of him. Most of the women I've counseled crave affection. I try to help their husbands understand the pleasure women feel when this need is met. Although they're not the same as those experienced during sex, they form a vital part of a romantic relationship. Without it, a woman's sexual experience is incomplete. Many husbands have this all backwards. For them, sexual arousal makes them feel more affectionate. They try to explain to their wives the importance of having sex more often so that they'll feel like being affectionate. But that argument usually falls on deaf ears. Some women will have sex with their husbands just for the affection they receive while making love, but it tends to leave them resentful and bitter. As soon as sex is over, their husbands go back to their unaffectionate ways, leaving their wives feeling unloved. They feel that all their husbands want is sex, and they don't really care about them in any other way. That attitude destroys their feeling of intimacy and the bond of unity. But that attitude can change if their husbands learn to create an environment of affection by learning habits that produce a steady stream of love and care. Just as men want their wives' sexual response to be spontaneous, women prefer their husbands' affection to be spontaneous. There is a certain spontaneity to our behavior once it's well learned, but when we try to develop new behavior, it seems contrived and unnatural. At first, efforts to be affectionate may not be very convincing, and as a result, may not have the effect of spontaneous affection. But with practice, the affectionate behavior eventually conveys accurately the feeling of care that husbands have for their wives. That, in turn, creates the environment necessary for a more spontaneous sexual response in a woman. A woman's need for affection is probably her deepest emotional need. But all that I've said here will prove of little value if a wife fails to understand that her husband has an equally deep need for sex. In the next chapter, I'll confront the woman in an effort to explain why, for men, sex is not just one of several ways to end a lovely evening. To the typical man, sex is like air or water. He can't do without it very well. If a wife fails to understand the power of the male sex appetite, she will wind up having a husband who's tense and frustrated at best. At worst, someone else may step forward to meet his need, and tragically enough, that happens all too often in our society. But it can all be avoided if husbands learn to be more affectionate and wives respond with more eagerness to make love. As Harley's first law of marriage says, when it comes to sex and affection, you can't have one without the other. Questions for him. Number 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being very affectionate, how affectionate am I toward my wife? How would she rate me? Number 2. Is affection the environment for our entire marriage? 3. In the past, have I tended to equate affection with getting sexually aroused? Why hasn't this worked? Number 4. In what specific ways do I show my wife affection? And number 5. Would I be willing to have her coach me in how to show her more affection in the ways she really likes it? Questions for her. Number 1. Is affection as important to me as this chapter claims? Number 2. If I'm not getting enough affection from my husband, am I willing to put aside my pride and patiently coach him? And number 3. Would I find it easier to make love if I felt he were truly interested in me and affectionate toward me? To consider together, number 1, do we need to talk about affection? If so, what exactly do we need to share? Number 2, is there enough affection in our marriage? What examples can we give? And number 3, how can we have affection practice? What is comfortable for both of us?